Coming up on the Hot Coffee and Chingazos podcast, why do we get excited for new things that show up on the map? No. I'm not talking about the latest trends that you see on social media. I'm talking to the older generations and the excitement of new shopping areas, restaurants, and why are the medications that we use now are using altered music to lure us in? Stay tuned. So, what is the importance of getting older? Does it mean you're wiser, funnier, or just grouchy? A lot of people like to choose grouchy. Sometimes I can get grouchy. No. It means everything starts to hurt when you get older. I'm not going to lie. I'm north of 45 already, and the minute I turned 40, the year number 40, things started to progressively hurt or become sore. My back, for instance, can sure tell you stories of how sore it can get. Things start to slow down a bit. That's probably why we're always tired. I mean, we're too busy fighting our arthritis all day, or weather sorenesses. Our knee flares up because of the weather, or just because it just hurts because there's no cartilage in the middle. Or we're just a bunch of beer drinkers and we have belly fat, you know. Our hair starts to go. Well, I shave my head, so I don't have to worry about that. But, you know, we have haggard faces at times due to the stress of society and their stupidity. But no worry, there's a pill for that. Stay tuned. Now, aside from that, we do get wiser as we get older, and we realize that you did some stupid-ass stuff when you were younger. Albeit, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. Well, that sounds familiar. Anyways, there was no introvertedness. I think that's a word. But we were out, and we learned how to live, and I guess we were paying for it bit by bit now. We were wiser, like I mentioned earlier. Yes, we know that life is now precious, and it's the only one we have. Didn't make sense when we were younger, but it makes sense now. And that's why our parents, when we were younger, would tell us, better take care of yourself or don't do that because you're going to regret it later. Sure enough, the circle has closed. And now here we are, reaming in our soreness and our mistakes of what we did. I'm just saying, you know, your perception shifts quickly and sometimes overnight. You were 18 once with the world in front of you, and now you have responsibilities, a couple of kids, a crap load of bills, because A, you mismanaged your money, B, you have school debt, or C, you mismanaged your money. Now you have an expensive-ass three-bedroom house that you can barely afford, a car or truck payment that you can barely pay because you have this low-income job because, you know, the government is doing its best. And then all of a sudden your health starts to crap out, and to top it off, you have a CPAP machine. Oh man, talk about bad luck, right? So take care of yourself, learn to manage and take care of things. Like I always say, keep it simple. That's my mantra, and I stick to it every day. I always try and keep it simple, man. You should always keep it simple. Don't overbuy, don't overexert. Just, you know, do what you need. You'll live longer. I'm telling you what. Live longer. Now, I did say stay tuned because there was a reason. These marketers on TV, they're getting smarter, especially with the older generations, Gen X, you know, the baby boomers, millennials. Have you noticed the stupidity of medication names and their music that they use to relate to the older generations? And they try to hook you to play into your heartstrings. Oh, my goodness. For example, we have, and by the way, I'm not endorsing these, nor are they paying me for this, these names from these medications that I'm about to tell you, and I'm sure some of you already know about them. And for copyright items, I will sing some of the songs, maybe, if you're lucky. First on the block, we have Ozempic. Yeah, that weight reduction supposed to make you a lot thinner, lose some weight. Did you know you gain it right back and more if you stop? Don't hate me for it because you're doing it. Now, we have an original song by the band Pilot. It's called Magic. Some of you may have heard it. Some of you oldies definitely know it. But for Ozempic, they changed it up a little bit. I'm sure you know how it starts. You know, it starts with, oh, 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 it's magic. That's the original song. But now, when you try Ozempic, oh my God, let's lose some weight. It's, oh, 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 Ozempic. Playing on the heartstrings of people in 74. Or the 70s rock classic genre. Generations, I'm sorry, not genre. So they recorded that jingle. So you guys can be like, hey, man, Ozempic's awesome. And I get to sing a magic song. What else is there? Still staying in the 70s. Trelegy is another one. Don't care about all these medicines and what they do because I'm not here to tell you what they do or what they don't do. I'm not a doctor nor a pharmacist. I'm just telling you the songs that these idiot medicines use. So back to what I was saying, Trelegy. They use the ABC song from the Jackson 5, you know. You know how it starts? You know, ABC, CZS, 1, 2, 3. Yeah? Good old Mikey Jacks right there. But Trelegy uses it as Trelegy, the power of 1, 2, 3, yada, yada, yada. Get over it. So more playing on the heartstrings of the human being soul. In the 70s. Well, let's keep going. Well, we're in the 70s. How about, there's another one called Anoro. Don't know what it does. Don't care. But it's by, they ripped off the song from Fleetwood Mac, the Go Your Own Way song. You know, you can go your own way. You know, yada, yada, yada on that song. They use that actually song. And it says, I go with Anoro, you know, while the song plays in the background. I'm like, oh, my God, please. We already know who y'all are catering to. My favorite is Iserve or Iserve. I don't know how they pronounce it, but it's by the band War. And the song is called Lowrider. So while the commercial is playing, the song you can hear is getting played. And they're like, oh, my friends ride the low, know the Lowrider. I'm sorry, messed up the lyrics there. And while that's playing, they're talking about the drug. I don't know, man. They're just getting old is fun, but geez, do they have to actually start using drugs and the songs that we grew up with to, you know, compare and use and play with our heartstrings? Man, it's just crazy. Oh, well. But that's not the end of it, although we are almost there. The last part of this is, you know, getting old is fun. Aside from all the pain and the drugs and the cool songs that they redid, we get excited for the little things, the useless excitement of little things, such as a new store. Oh my God, there's a new store! Yeah, here comes a funny one. As you age, your perception of excitement shifts. Your curiosity gets piqued at what building the vacant lot close by is being erected. You know, for years, you pass by this vacant lot, there's nothing. All of a sudden, you see bulldozers and, you know, carpenters and people building a building. What could it be? Could it be an awesome new grocery store or restaurant? Which I actually kind of think that's cool because I find excitement in that. Or is it one of those, really? They're opening up one of those? Another dentistry, another auto body shop, oil change, etc. You know, those things are a dime a dozen nowadays. It's like, did they give out certificates to be a dentist or a mechanic? Where was I? Oh, yeah, I was doing this podcast because it's awesome. Hello. Well, we already have like 20 of those, like I said. When it comes to a new grocery store, there is plenty of excitement. The new building smell, the free samples and prizes generally, and then the outline of the store, yes, yes, the outline of a store. We've all been to a new HEB, which is a Texas grocery store here in Texas, might I add. And when there's a new store such as that, it's cool to walk around and find out, you know, where's all the items are and the free food and all that good stuff, you know, samples. Sometimes some prizes they'll give out, or you can actually stand with the mascot, or if you have children, they got balloons and little trinkets, you know, toy, dollar toys there. So to give the kids, you know, plenty of excitement. It always can get way better, especially with new restaurants or new buildings, actually. I'm sorry. So right next to your grocery store, there's always that new restaurant that they build. Everywhere you go, every time there's a grocery store being built, there are restaurants either being built or built around it. So it's one of the awesome things are restaurants. Like right now, they're opening up a Trader Joe's nearby. I can't wait to check it out. I'm serious. I can't wait to go check it out because I've been to a Trader Joe's. They got some good stuff there. And I'm not, like, again, I'm not endorsing. I'm just telling you but through my opinion. But for a new restaurant, you know, there's free food, gift cards. You know, we got coupons, stuff for the kiddies. I know I'm jumping around, but because, you know, I guess I'm getting excited for new stuff, especially for that Trader Joe's that's coming up very soon. So, yeah, for restaurants, I find that fun and my belly will be full. Here's a quick story for y'all. Here at where I live, the architects, they're getting a little smarter around here, you know, trying to be real exclusive or, you know, don't tell nobody what it is yet. There's a building that they're close to finishing, and it's close to the studio, that they've been building for months now, months upon months. And I'm thinking, oh, man, it's going to be a restaurant because it's small. It's not a big, it's not like a grocery store. It's small. It looks big enough for a restaurant. It has double doors in the front, and it's got, like, you know, waiting area and all that stuff. And in the back, you see where they have the trash can, like the little fence with the trash can. And it looked like there was something else out there for, I don't know, oil. You know how you see the oil thing for the back of the restaurant? So I'm like, oh, cool. They're going to make a restaurant. Well, the building went up. And months went by. Well, not months, weeks, because I had already told you months. So a couple weeks later, it was pretty much finished. They hadn't put any logos or anything on it. And more, it was looking like what I said. Well, turns out it was an animal hospital. Yeah. Applause. An effing animal hospital in the middle of dentistries, auto bodies, mechanics, and oil change shops. Well, that's all we needed over here, right? I need more restaurants. You know what I would need? You know what I would like? A Korean barbecue place around here. They have some downtown. I don't live in town. I live outside of town, outside of Houston. And they have a lot of restaurants over there. But I want something closer over here. I don't have to drive all the way because I don't want to deal with traffic. Traffic is a pain in the ass. So maybe somebody's listening can open up a Korean barbecue place over here. I would love to try that out. So, yeah, the younger generations, they won't understand until they get to a certain age. Like I am and my whole Gen Xers and boomboxers. Baby boomers and the millennials, they won't understand till they get to our age. In my younger days, I thought it was like that too. Like nothing can happen to me. Well, it will happen. It has happened. And everything you heard was named as examples. I'm not getting paid for this nor promoting it. It will happen. The circle will close and you'll be like, damn, where did the time go? But I digress. If you like this episode or still laughing at the silly BS that I just said earlier, please like, subscribe. You know, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, YouTube now, and all that other good stuff. All right, guys, I got to go. The arthritis cream is calling me. I'm out.